What's up? Welcome to Kramer and Jess Uncensored, where we're going to go a whole episode without a technical error today, I think. I think we are. That's going to be our goal.
It's feeling on track.
Right? We've had a pretty good day today. Not too many errors, and this podcast is going to go flawlessly. We haven't been flawless in like a month. Welcome. Thank you for being here. If you've never listened to our Uncensored podcast before, we always need to start with a fair warning here, which is what, Jess?
The Uncensored podcast is kind of like close friends on Instagram, where you're just kind of particular on who you share everything with, and that's what Uncensored is for us.
Yeah, so if you're here, you're like a homie, all right? Like, you've made it this deep. You somehow found us through probably a radio show, which may have led you to our social media, which may have led you to our radio show podcast, and now you're on like the dark side. This is like where it gets real. So there might be cuss words, stories that we're not like gonna blast out on the radio, and that's kind of what Uncensored is used for. When if not now, I love the quote, if not now, when? Why do you still have your Christmas tree up? And like, what's the justification? And I'm also kind of curious, if you're hopping on the YouTube show, is Jess the only one still with her Christmas decorations up? I feel like I should play Christmas music beneath you to kind of to set the scene for... Okay. If you're on YouTube, and you can always watch our show live on Wednesdays-ish, mornings-ish at 10-ish, hop in this conversation. Anybody still have their Christmas decorations up, or is Jess the only human left? Why?
I think a lot of people have them up, actually.
A lot?
Yeah.
What percentage of people think have taken them down versus left them up?
I don't know, like... I feel like there's probably, I think there's like 40% of us that still have our Christmas 40, decorations
bro, you're
up.
You're making that number up.
No,
you
I
don't
do.
Really believe that. 40%?
I believe.
Charlotte, you, wait, actually, wait. When I went to your house, but that was like shortly after, that was a couple of weeks ago. Do you guys still have your decorations up?
We just put the tree out the other day because I think we were worried about how long the recycling was, or not the recycling, the pickup
yeah. which it had just ended, yeah.
But I will say we historically have gone into February before.
Into February?
Yeah.
Bro, there's no way it's 40% though. 40% would be astronomically. That means almost half of people. And by the way, this episode's being recorded on the 22nd of January. When does this end?
So I still have my Christmas tree up. I still have all of my Christmas decorations up. Definitely, we always leave them up after the new year. And then I think it was like the first week of January passes, and I was like, it still feels awesome. And like Garage Boy 2, both of us are like, we like it. Like, yeah. It's not feeling wrong. Mm-hmm. So now we're like in, you know, week 2 of January. And at that point, that's when we got the big storm.
Right.
And it felt right.
It felt Christmassy.
It felt Christmassy. And also because Garage Boy's mom sent us Christmas gifts. So we were like, hell yeah.
Yeah,
like our tree was up. We played Christmas music. We're opening our presents, right? And then it's week 3. So this last weekend, we were like, should we take it down? And he was like, I mean, probably. But then here is actually... We think it's like a legitimate reason. There's a possibility where we might switch like storage units in our apartment.
Yeah.
The one that's directly next to our apartment door just opened. And we're like, fuck yeah, right?
Yeah, perfect.
So then Garage Boy was like, do we do it now or do we wait until the storage opens? Because why would we put the decorations away like hecka down the hall if we're just gonna do it next to the apartment when it opens, which is supposed to be this coming weekend.
Right.
And I was like, you're a smart man.
That's not now that actually makes sense.
You know?
There would be no reason to put them up and then go pull them back out.
But I will tell you this, something that both of us love. We love waking up in the morning. Every morning, Garage Boy turns on the tree, and I also have lights under our TV, and he plugs those in.
Still.
Every morning he does. So he does it when he gets up, and then they're lit up when I wake up, and both of us just love it. And then on the weekend, when we wake up, we love just sitting on the couch and looking at the lights. So now we're looking at different LED lights that we can put in our living room. because
to make up for it. Like a wild ass living room. All the
I don't
time
know.
Now.
We're trying to figure out what our vibe's gonna be because we've discovered. Because what I have on top of our tree is like this star that does this like LED light show on our ceiling that we just love. Like both of us just love it, and we were like, we need a replacement because there's just no, I just think both of us have decided like we're just not going to go back to plain.
Does the LED light show, does that stay up then year round, or is that like a way to transition? Because I feel like Jess loves Christmas, mm-hmm. and you know this if you listen to this show, she loves, and you put the decorations up when? They've been up for 3 months now?
Long time.
I mean, I think it's been close to 3 months at this point.
I don't count. I don't care.
I do. I do.
I don't care.
So I think it's been around 3 months. So if that's the case, are you going to put these? Is this like you're weaning off of Christmas?
No.
The LEDs stay up?
So what we found, and we're going to order them off Amazon to see if we like it. And we would completely change around our entire living room just for these lights. So there's like these. I didn't order it yet. We haven't ordered it yet because we want to order it to see if we like it. Because you know, what if it's like not? What if it's like whack? You know
what? If I'm
so
listening.
What it looks like is what we found is like these two. It's like these two rods that you can put on the side of your TV, and then or just two stands. I mean, you can put them wherever, and then they glow and they can change color and shit.
Yep.
But the thing is, though, because I want it to look clean, so if that's the case, like we're gonna have to change some things around and like simplify, which I love because I've been getting rid of shit for the past 3 months. Yep. Like I've been trying to like very much just be more minimalistic, and so I was like, we should just get rid of all of our shit so it looks clean as fuck, and we can put these like rods on the side of the TV, and then it'll glow up the whole living room.
So we're gonna
order them and see if we like them.
Is it like this? Hang on, I'm showing.
No. So it's like literally like two stands. It's like it just looks like a black rod.
I know what you're talking. I've seen this.
I know what you mean.
And we would put them on the side of our TV, and it'll look clean. It'll look dope. And then they have different colors, and then they like change colors during. We haven't ordered them yet, but we're gonna order them to see if we like it.
So it's kind of, if you're watching the YouTube show, I think what you're referring to is something kind of like. Kind of like this, like these two little bars that will like change colors.
So yes, but like it looks better than that.
I just type if you're listening to the show, I just, you can just search like LED light.
Because what we've realized is both of us like to have something, because like, we both get up in the dark,
yeah,
and it just makes a difference. Like I think that's why we've kept them up so long, is we just really like, I don't know, like so it really makes our morning, to be honest with you.
When you wake up in the morning though and turn these things on, like are they going to be in like crazy? Because like when I've seen these things, is it kind of like this? Hang on.
Yeah.
Okay.
You but know like, what else but you could do.
Kind of like that, yeah.
You could also do like a cute like neon sign, like a custom one.
That's
yes.
cute. That's cute.
I just got one. Well, actually, I got it for last Christmas, but my dad just finally hung it up for me.
Yeah.
But it like I've been using it like literally every night and like waking up with.
Doesn't it make a difference?
It gives me such a little boost of serotonin,
dude. Exactly, and it. And like with no, like all jokes aside, that's literally what it is. Like the lights give us this kind of serotonin before we go to work and on the weekends when we wake up together that I was just like, why the fuck not? Well, like, wouldn't I do that?
Let me ask you guys a question.
Yeah.
Where do you stand in the overhead light debate? Because some people feel very strongly about like no overhead lights and having like soft glowy lights instead.
I don't have overhead lights in my place other than like right when you walk in the door. There's one like down the hallway. There's one in the guest like the guest area, but like I don't have overhead. Do you have overhead lights?
I think that's why we really like it too, because we don't have a lot of light during the day. We have a lot of windows, so that's really nice, but at night the only source of light that we have is from the kitchen. So we had to get a little lamp, which we have. But otherwise, at night, it's like dark, which I think that's why we like the Christmas lights.
I feel like a light like that first thing in the morning would literally kill me.
Dude, we love it.
I feel like I would turn it on in my nervous system.
Dude, my LED light show is on every single morning when I wake up.
I just so look at this. Does anybody have one of these, by the way? One of these, if you have one of these LED lights,
that's like kind of the vibe.
Hi Marcy, good morning. Hi, good morning. Isabel says that she put up her decorations away a weekend after New Year, and that to me still feels.
My mom put away her stuff literally like the day after we left.
I mean, I think I don't know if we talked about this on the podcast or on the radio show. I get angry. Like I don't like to do things after the holidays for some reason. Like irritates me. Like I had even this as simple as having Christmas coffee. I had some K-Pods left over.
Yeah.
I couldn't drink it because I just felt annoyed after the holiday is over. Like I'm done. I don't want to see it. I don't want to smell it. I don't want to like do anything with it. Like if I put up decorations, they would have to come down. It's honestly one of the reasons why I don't, because I need to travel for 2 weeks, you know, around the holidays. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I don't want to come home and that stuff's still up. Like it's the same with Halloween. Like those decorations, November 1st, pumpkin in the trash can. We're not dealing with it anymore. And I don't know. I wonder why you and I have such different viewpoints on that. Like, I don't know why you want to extend it so long, but why I can't stand it. Like, I'm fine. Like walking to somebody's house, in my house, your house, whoever's house, decorated for the holidays. Great. Fine. Looks good. December 1st. Great. December 24th. Great. December 25th. Great. December 26th, I feel annoyed instantly. And I don't know why.
If I had a house, I'd have Christmas lights up all year long.
Are you one of those people, and I've always wondered who these people were, like when you travel and you see those Christmas ornament stores, do you have to stop in like in the middle of July?
Wait, what?
Have you ever seen those Christmas stores? They have stores.
Oh, yes, in New York.
Are literally Christmas all the time.
There's one in St. Michael's, I believe. Is that the one we went to? They're so cute.
It's like literally Christmas. And I always wonder like who is shopping for Christmas stuff like in April? It doesn't
make
sense to me.
That would be my family.
Would you guys do the same thing?
So we used to go to the Christmas stores on the Jersey Shore.
Yeah.
Because we would go there every year. Yeah. And my mom had a tradition. This is actually really cute. So she would buy them for us in the summer from that store usually. And she would pick out an ornament each year for me and my sister that like represented that year for us.
That's so cute.
And then we got it on Christmas or like right before.
Did you know what you were getting or it's a surprise?
No, she would always get it like aww, while we were like at the beach or doing something aww else. So like it was very cute. Yeah.
I love that.
Those stores, and they're always packed.
They're always
packed. They're never, because you think you're like.
No, they're always packed.
How can people like this make money?
All year round Christmas stores.
But I don't. Are you guys that way? Are you the kind of people that can go? Like I couldn't. If I walked in there, I'd literally cringe. If it just wasn't. If it was hot. I'm sweating. Like I don't want to see Santa. If I'm sweating. I just don't want to do it. Marcy on YouTube says that I take my stuff down because it starts to feel like clutter. Mm-hmm. And I put mine away on New Year's Day. That's true. It does. Like
I wanted to make a video. You guys know those videos have been going around where it's like, imagine talking shit about me, but I'm just blah, 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 blah. I want to do a video because like literally me in Garage Boy will just be posted the fuck up, just like snuggling. And we're just looking at our tree. And I'll be like, imagine talking shit on me. And me and my husband are just looking at our Christmas tree like, la, 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 la. I'm just so thankful that like he's down. Like he likes it
yeah,
too.
Yeah, imagine if he didn't. Like how would you guys handle that if you had a partner? And I think we actually talked to somebody on the show, didn't we?
Yeah, or, I don't know.
Like if you have one person
that's just like anti,
it's like doesn't like example like let's say you and I were dating and or married, and like I'm like, yo, first off, we're not putting a damn decoration up a second before the end of Thanksgiving because like that's not how it works. And then the 26th, like we're spending the day clearing all this stuff up. Like that would destroy you.
We just wouldn't be together.
And then vice versa. Like I couldn't.
Yeah.
Like I just couldn't. And I think maybe I need to like talk about this with women early on. Like, how do you Christmas? Like, what's your
yeah,
Christmas
yeah
vibe?
Yeah.
Because if you're going to like be running all around town. Like, I
or
need
if
to know
they're
this
down.
Now.
If it's like, if it's not. If, I mean, because to me, it's just kind of like he never blocks my shine in any way, shape or form. Yeah. And I just and which I so appreciate. And it's not even a matter of like. He lets me do what I want. It's more like he's down, like he participates. Like he also loves it. It's the same thing as I feel like I know a lot of people. It's not like we're different, and it doesn't mean that you and your partner always have to be the same. But on a lot of big things, but like both of us are Disney adults.
Yeah.
Both of us are fully. God. But I don't think I would end up with someone that I couldn't.
You couldn't.
That, I could not. I couldn't. Like if you, like to me, like if you're shitting on someone's happiness and they want to wear Disney ears, like get the fuck out of my face.
That'd be tough.
You know, like yeah. I will fight you. But and like, for him, it's just like, both. Like he loves to match. He wants us to have like matching shit at Disney. Like, you know,
yeah,
I need that
but
for
now,
myself.
Imagine if I met somebody that was like, if I'm like, hey, I like to travel. And they're like, yeah, me too.
They're like Disney World.
I love going to Disney. Bro, I would freak out. Like I would freak out. But like this is, okay, here's a great question. If you're watching on YouTube and you got a story for this, is there anybody, A, that disagrees on holiday decorations?
With like, their partner?
With, like, if you guys argue over that,
yeah.
I'm kind of wondering how you solve
the compromise,
that dilemma.
There has to be, I would imagine there has to be like, okay, fine, wild the fuck out for Christmas, but like you get one,
that's
maybe.
True. Okay.
Like maybe like
we're not doing 4th of July.
Or if you're a Halloween, not, like if yeah, Halloween yeah, is yeah. your shit, okay, like pop off, but Christmas time, like by the 26th, it's over.
It's over.
There has to be a compromise where it's like you have to give your person one. You know what
right,
I mean?
Right, right. That seems fair. But then what about, okay, so what if you've got, well, I think about this even with kids. Like, I think about, but if one of you especially, let's take kids out of the equation. If one of you loves Disney and like going to Disney and going to the parks and the other one does not, because Disney's expensive.
It? It is true. It's like if that's not something you want to spend money on. How do you convince the other person to put down that investment? Because it is a lot of money.
What do you think you spent going to Disney the last time
for
you
my
went?
Birthday?
Yeah.
Oh my God, I don't. I think the difference with that too is like growing up, like legitimately, I spent my entire life never thinking I was going to leave Stockton, but B, literally, I thought I was never going to Disney World.
Yeah.
I just didn't think it was possible in my life.
All the way across the country. Why would you? Yeah.
Why would I? But when we moved here, both of us were like, when the fuck are we going to Disney
but also,
World, bro?
Yo, in case you don't know, we're in Maryland, which is like nowhere near Disney.
No,
near Disney.
No, but here's the thing though. But California, bitch, it takes you 8 hours
That's
to get
true.
Somewhere else
That's
in the
true.
State.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
a 3-hour plane flight, sign me the fuck up and take my money.
That's true.
3 hours from here to Florida, absolutely. And we went because so both of us are first time, so we're like we're staying on the fucking property.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I need to get on a shuttle to go to the fucking parks.
Yeah.
We cashed the fuck out.
Yeah,
it was crazy.
We
haven't done anything since.
No, that's what I'm saying. I'm guessing that probably cost y'all.
So
I
the
mean,
flight and then a hotel.
Right.
And then the tickets. Thankfully, what was really cool is our friend was working at the time and he covered a day. Like his work covered a day.
Oh, that's good then.
So that was very, yeah. very helpful, which yeah. is why we went during that time.
That's good then.
So we technically, I think, only paid for 2 days. And then we also used like a family member's, like they got a discount through some card they have.
Yeah.
So we paid them to purchase our tickets. So there was like
wasn't
a little workaround, but it was fucking expensive. Dude.
I would have to. Those hotels are like fucking $500, $600, $700 a night. I mean, how much? Which hotel did you stay at?
It wasn't on. It was still like off. It was on property, but it wasn't
yeah.
like a Disney hotel
right,
though.
Right, right,
it was
right.
like some. It was like a shuttle kind of situation.
I sadly know a lot about Disney. I don't even know how. I went like a ton as a kid. You know, like as a kid, it was like. That was where else are you gonna go? You know, like, where, like I don't want to go anywhere else. There's Disney World. And there's nowhere else. You know, so I've been to Orlando a lot, but. And now as an adult, I'm just thinking about like my dad.
Dude,
and,
how? With three kids,
you
bro?
Yeah, three kids. And this obviously, Disney prices have like skyrocketed recently. But like still, I mean, if we take cost of living and everything, my dad probably, I mean, for a week down there, we went for a week.
Because, yeah.
Park every day.
What?
You know?
That's
like
crazy.
That's $7,000, $8,000, $10,000 maybe to go to fucking Orlando. Like that seems, wow. Like I just got back from the Virgin Islands. I didn't pay... For my flight down there, I used points, but cash, I spent $1,800 for a week in the Virgin Islands. I think it would probably cost you double to just go to Disney for like one person. One person, you're gonna spend $3,000 probably
it's
per
so
person just to for if you were there for like 5 days.
That's crazy.
6 days, it's insane. So I would love to hear that story. If one of you is a Disney adult and the other is not, like how? You know what I mean? Someone's like, I want to go to Maui, and you're like, no.
And they're like, Alani. We can go to Disney Alani, but we're not going to, you know, want to go.
Bro, even that place, I mean, that place is wildly. We used to do radio promos over there. And don't get me wrong, it's a beautiful property. It's an awesome property. I'm not talking shit on it at all. But it's pricey, bro. It's like, I forget the rooms. I don't even want to put a price out there, but it's a lot. Like,
yeah, it's crazy.
So what would you do? Let's play hypothetically. Let's say Garage wasn't a Disney adult, right? And you guys are talking about an annual vacation, and he's like, I really want to go to somewhere that's like really be boring for you. Like, I want to go to Colorado and hike the Rockies.
I do want to go to Colorado at some point, but I'm going with the bit. Go ahead.
Okay. So, and then, and like, that's like where he wants to go.
Yeah.
But like, you guys, if you do that, you can't go to Disney for a couple of years.
Yeah.
Who wins that?
You have to take turns. I really would. Like, I think it's just, dude, it was the same thing with the Christmas thing when he wanted to get like a new TV.
Oh yeah.
And
yeah,
it's either we were going to get a new TV or we were going to do like a Christmas weekend in National Harbor, because like that was our joint gift, where it's like, I very much was like, if you want the TV, we can get the TV. Like, yeah, it's up to you, because we went to National Harbor last year. Like, yeah, you know what I mean?
You're telling me you have to make compromises in relationships.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sounds terrible.
Yeah. That's how we figure out what we're gonna eat, like every day. What do you mean?
Is there somewhere that he or something he likes to eat that you don't like to eat? Is there anything you guys have to like?
Oh no! Thank
you guys
God.
On the same page?
He told me, he was like, I feel like if we didn't eat the same, I don't know if we'd be together.
I know.
And he straight up said that to me, and I know that man is so fucking serious when he says that. Food is so fucking important to him.
Well, yeah, for all
and
of
it's,
us.
I know it's
right?
True. It's like all. That's all we. That's
love it.
All we do.
Well,
that's
now
all
imagine.
We do.
So imagine me. If you, everyone's like, oh, why are you single? Why are you single? I mean, yo, this is gonna be a tough. This is gonna be a tough venture. Like, I gotta find somebody that at least will go eat vegan. Like. Even
or
if you're not like 100%, like I need you to really own
or just
some
places.
Veganism.
Well, no, I think it's just the, I just feel like you, well, I think you need to be open too, as whereas like if they're not vegan, you guys can find a place that has vegan options.
I don't know.
In this city, really can.
I don't know that I'm willing to compromise like that. I don't know. That's the funny thing about being single for so long though. You're like, that sounds terrible. Okay, let's talk about how delusional men are for a second.
Yes.
I saw this headline, and I saved this for the podcast. I haven't read it yet. Did you read this article yet?
No.
Okay.
Because it does not pique my interest at all whatsoever.
So if this is the headline, straight men, out of 1,000 single women your age, how many would be attracted to you? Haven't read this. We need to read this together next, because I think guys are going to be probably way overshooting this. Okay, that's the headline. Straight men, out of 1,000 single women your age, how many would be attracted to you? Y'all, if you listen to the show long enough, you know I'm single. It's funny, Charlotte and I have actually had like side conversations about this, about like, today we were talking about like any waiter that smiles.
Oh, we're talking
they
about
must
like
me. They must totally be like, if a woman's nice to me, is she into me? Maybe she's into me, because I don't know.
Like, just assuming service workers like you,
right,
are just doing their job.
Just
yeah.
You're paying them for, you know, to do their work. I'm like, do you have a crush on me? Because you're being
He's
very
like,
nice to me.
Why is this girl so much nicer to me? Like when she's working,
yeah, right.
Like,
well,
buddy, do I've got an answer for you.
Yeah. Before we get into this article, and Jess, I'll have you actually read the answer, but what do you think? What do you think that answer
I don't even have it open.
Is? Out of 1,000 women who are the same age as this person, how many women do you think is actually attracted to single men? Out of 1,000. Jess, what would your guess be?
Three. Maybe.
God, I hope it's not that
low.
What
is this, like, just like the average guy we're assuming?
Yeah, the average straight man. We're only doing straight men here. That's what the article's talking about. And you guys on YouTube can talk about this too, because I think men and women's perspective is going to be really, really funny. Jess says three. I had a number in my head before you even gave one. Charlotte, single woman out in this world, how would you answer this question? Out of 1,000 single women... For men, how many of them would actually be attracted to these single men, you think?
Like 5 to 10, maybe? Like maybe 20 if we're getting crazy? But you gotta think about like there's so many factors. Like,
I'm also, when we talk about this, I'm putting it into like, I'm not thinking of a of like a show where like it's specifically these women are asking themselves if they're attracted to this man. I'm really thinking about it in real life.
Right.
And the reason why my answer is three is because I feel like men assume that women are like living their life looking at them. And the answer is we're not.
Right.
So that's why my answer is low, because a female is just trying to live.
I'll speak for myself, but I think a lot of guys have this problem. Is sometimes we miss the signals between being nice. I've gotten way better at it because I have a lot of female friends, and so I'm kind of able to tell what we are pretty quick. I can decipher within about 10 minutes, are we friends or is this romantic? And I'd say I get it right maybe 80% of the time. Still, there's loopholes I don't get. I understand.
But see, that I think that is a perfect example right there, where like every conversation a woman is having with a man, she's not thinking in her mind if I want to fuck him or not.
No, I know. And
like
no,
she's literally asking you where the peas are in aisle 4.
And by peas, you mean that's short for penis.
Oh,
So if I had to give an answer, and by let me check YouTube. What do you guys think that answer is too? What do you think the answer is? Put a number in your head. Out of 1,000 single women, how many are actually attracted to men? My number would have been about 200. I would say one, because to me that's.
Sorry.
I think 1 in 5 women is probably attracted to me. I think if I had to like think about it, one in five.
Are you a narcissist or is that just how men think?
1 in 5. I mean, if I'm being serious,
men just like narcissistic fuck?
I feel like we need another man in this conversation, because to me, 1 in 5, I would assume, would be attracted to me. Now, that's not saying they're trying to date me or sleep with me or whatever, but and that to me is still a pretty relatively low number. That's a relatively, like 1 in 5 people actually being physically or whatever attracted to you, that still sounds low. Like, I was trying to be like realistic and be like, well, I mean, it's definitely not majority.
Are you really swiping yes on 1 in 5 people? Like, just like.
We'll have to read the article. I really wanted to stay ignorant to this because I wanted to see the difference between. I don't know how they did this study. So
I'm going to tell you, Kramer, you fell in the 15% of straight men who thought it would be 100 to 200%, 200 people.
Okay.
Interesting.
All right. Why don't we get into this survey now, and let's see how Marcy, by the way, says 5 to 10 ish women total,
right.
not percent out of 1,000.
She said people.
What's that, 1%? I think that's 1%.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Okay. So the question is asking straight men, if you walk into a room with 1,000 single women, how many of them do you think would be attracted to you? 42% said between 1 and 25 of the women.
Wow. So that was that
so
majority?
That's the majority. 1 and 25 of the women.
Wow. Okay.
You fell into 15% of the.
That's the next
of the study.
One?
No, that's like 4 down.
Oh, okay.
So the next would be 24% said between 26 and 74 of them.
Okay.
And then you also didn't fall into this category. 10% said between 75 and 99 of them.
Okay.
You fell into the second highest, which is 100 to 200 of them. That's 15%. 14% said it would be more than 200 of the 1,000.
Wow. Yeah. Aww. I don't think it's more than
that's
200.
So cute.
But I would have said, but now I'm wondering, like, this is kind of an unfair conversation only having one guy here. Let me see if we can call Tom. I'm trying to think who else I know that would be available right now.
I think you should call Stone.
Or Hassan.
Stone. I can try. Let me see.
We could also.
I just don't want to call him blindly.
Why?
No, you absolutely should.
Call you. Just because I don't want to, like, if he's like at a job site
or
something.
Oh, yeah, if he's working
for
a
real job.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You on the podcast right now.
I don't want to ask Tom.
Who can we ask? Who's another straight man? Greg Carpenter.
Please ask Greg.
I'm going to ask Greg this. Hey, can we call you on the podcast? Do you want to explain who Greg is?
Greg is Greg hosts 101.9 Morning Show. with our friend Gina, Greg and Gina.
And he's the most wholesome.
And he's down the hall. Greg is like literally one of the kindest humans I've ever encountered in my lifetime.
Yeah. Like if Mr. Rogers was real and younger, it would be Greg Carpenter.
It's Greg. Whoa.
Very pleasant. I don't think he's ever done a bad thing
like
in his life.
He's just a pure, kind human being.
Yeah. I don't know if anyone's actually going to get back to us, though, so we may not be able
But Greg is also doing a lot of shit right now.
What's Dave up to?
Dave would be angry at this conversation, I feel
like.
That's
why I want Dave.
That's why I want to ask Dave, too.
We can try.
What about, do I have Jeff's number?
Yeah, ask Jeff.
Who's Jeff?
Jeff
went to my
sales.
High school.
Oh, okay.
I like Jeff.
Yeah, I'm just kind of curious of what... asking other straight men that question. Because I thought 200 was like, I'm going to be modest and say 200.
I have his number. You want me to text him?
Perfect. I was going to say, I think I just have his email.
We'll give it like 2 minutes, and then if not, we're going to have to wrap this episode up. Does that number surprise anybody? That does 1 to 50 sound right to you guys? Because, Jess, you said 3.
I said 3.
Which is abnormal. Did they say, by the way, what the answer was?
What do you mean?
Did they say, like, actually what the answer, like, out of...
Mm. No.
I didn't know they did, like, a study of, like, how many they actually did it. So that was just a hypothetical question.
Yes.
We don't have any science on that. But I would say, oh, man, I think that's way too low.
I just feel like...
Maybe
someone of
my attractiveness would be different. You know what I mean?
When I saw this headline, I immediately rolled my eyes and I was like, I'm not talking about this. Because I think that just shows a difference in men and women. That irritated me. I'm like, there's no way I'm going to even entertain this conversation because I think it's dumb.
Why is that dumb? I think that's super interesting.
Because
the difference between men and women is so fascinating to me. And I think it should be interesting for a woman. I think that you should understand that like this is what's going through men's head.
We know.
Like
that's why it makes it even more irritating.
Let me ask you the question. I mean, you shouldn't be irritated. We should be able to talk about the difference between men and women without getting irritated. That's a problem.
No, we can talk about it, but it can still irritate me. And I talk about things that I get that I'm irritated about all the time.
You're allowed to be irritated by Christmas decor. Right. She's allowed to be irritated.
Yeah. That could even be a bigger conversation. Women are irritated all the time. Like, we have to entertain these kind of conversations in real life all the fucking time. It's a part of us living.
Flipping that around, if you walked into a room with 1,000 single guys your age, what percentage of them would you think, or what number of, was it percentage or number? It was number. What number of those men do you think would actually be attracted to you?
So I would like to explain something to you. Walking around and having men look at you is uncomfortable because of the way they look at you. And I think that's why when I see this headline and the conversation is different is because men look at women all the time and it's like, alarming, like it is, like you're on guard because a lot of men are creepy. I'm not saying all or anything like that, but I'm telling
you there?
Because it is there.
We didn't say out of 1,000 creepy men. Men are going to find you attractive. Find men attractive.
But I'm telling you right now, every single day, and I'm not trying to take it there. I'm just explaining to you what my true reality is, so you can understand where we're coming from. Seriously, every single day, whether if I'm at the gym or if I go to the grocery store. Like I am made to feel uncomfortable in some kind of way by a man because of the way he's looking at me, or because of he makes some kind of comment to me when I walk by, whether that's I'm grocery shopping or I'm crossing the street or something like that. So that's why it's very, very different. And I'm not trying to turn it. I'm just being completely honest with you.
But it's fine. That's fine.
I'm not turning it. I'm allowed to be honest with you.
Totally,
and I'm sharing with you
totally
my perspective, because that is something women experience every day.
But the point is you can still walk into a room and see somebody and think that they're attractive with nothing else going on. I don't know why we had to jump from like 1 to 100.
No, dude, because I'm just telling you. Charlotte, do you get what I'm saying?
I do. I think because you're saying it's like a fun hypothetical for men, whereas for women, this just is.
Is like, what it is.
As someone, like, I was catcalled for the first time and like scared for the first time when I was like 9 years old trying to walk somewhere with a friend. So it's like, I think two things can be true at once. I think this can be a fun and interesting psychological what if.
Yeah.
But I think we also can hold space.
Yeah.
For the fact that
that it's like not always fun, which is, and it's very much true. And that's what I'm saying. Like, I hear what you're saying and I'm acknowledging what you're saying. And I'm just explaining to you, like, why that it's not, I'm just like, ew, like just explaining that to you, giving you my perspective. Cause like, that's how it feels.
And I think also maybe we're a little bit on edge right now. Cause like, there's so much. I mean, like, for example, on Meta, we just lost like protections about talking about women. So I think we're all a little like, right now, you know?
I just think in this safe space, we should be able to talk about this kind of stuff without pointing fingers. Like that.
Dude, okay, that's actually...
I don't think she's pointing fingers.
I am not pointing fingers at all whatsoever. I'm literally trying to explain to you a different perspective that you don't
have.
Totally
fine.
And that's a part of our job.
Totally
so for you
fine.
To, so for you
totally
to,
fine.
To shit on me...
I'm not shitting on you at all.
Then I'm... Okay.
I'm just... I asked you a question and we still haven't answered the question. And I was trying to keep it light, but for some reason we had to go heavy with it. And
Okay.
I think because none of it feels light right now.
Maybe.
No, like, not even. Night, I wasn't even trying to take it there. I'm literally sharing my opinion. And because it wasn't what you thought it was going to be, now that's the wrong way. And now it's getting turned a different way. Like, it's insane to me.
We just didn't answer the question. So it's fine. We don't have to answer the question.
No, but like, I think this is a really important conversation, though, because, like, there's probably, like, young boys that watch this and, like, look up to you, you know?
Yeah.
So, like, I do think it is important for you to like be like, Jess, I hear you.
Totally, 100%, like, I do.
Yeah.
I do, but I didn't come into the conversation.
Jeff is working from home, LOL.
But I want you to feel attacked. Like,
It just I don't know, I just felt, it's fine, we're
like,
done.
Like, I do have a number. Oh, okay.
Go ahead, what's your number?
I was gonna say at least 100.
I'd say that's probably fair. But I would say probably more. I would say probably more.
Cocky.
I would. That's why I said 200.
Can you guys go hug?
No, we're fine.
Okay.
I just didn't expect it to go that way. It's fine. All right. We're good for today. Thank you guys so much for listening. Jess, where we find you?
Jess Do It, JESSDUITT, on all platforms.
Charlotte, if you don't know her yet, you should get to know her. She's fun. Where do we find you?
I'm at PTSD Diva.
And I'm That Guy Kramer. And we will see you guys next week. Bye, everybody. See you.